Hello and welcome to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between two California League Northern Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants. Your Grizzlies have lost 2 of the first 3 games of this 6-game series, but last night, a big and much-needed 6-4 win against San Jose. The Grizzlies now 64-41 overall. They have the best record in the California League overall standings, but in the second half, Fresno at 28-11. That is the best mark in all of minor league baseball. 120 teams, Fresno at the top. The Grizzlies hold a 6-game lead over San Jose in the California League Northern Division's overall standings. And in the second half, hold a 6-game lead over the Modesto Nuts, who are 22-17 in the second half. Modesto and Fresno next week from John Thurman Field. San Jose, as we said, they are 58-47 overall, 6 games back of Fresno. But winners of the first half, they've already clinched their ticket to the postseason. The Grizzlies would love to meet them in the playoffs in the divisional round. San Jose in the second half, 18-21 overall. They are 10 games back of Fresno in the second half. But again, as we said, they have already clinched a playoff berth, so now they just need to stay healthy. As we said last night, the Grizzlies beating the Giants 6-4. They have won 31 of their last 43 games and 41 of their last 56 contests. They've won 8 of their last 11 against San Jose as well. And yesterday was all about a thrilling third inning. Both clubs batted around, bringing a combined 19 total hitters to the dish. The squads combined to score all 10 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, 1 walk, and 1 hit by pitch. The Grizzlies recorded 6 runs on 5 hits after 10 batters came to the plate. Jesus Bouguerin, the big hit in the inning, a 2 RBI double, extending his hit streak to 9 games. The Grizzlies also had a great bullpen outing, 6 scoreless innings. They struck out 7. A win to Carlos Torres, holds for Carson Skipper and Braxton Hyde, and the save to Zach Agno. So the Grizzlies look to continue this momentum as they come into tonight's game, giving the ball to left-hander Caleb Franzen, a 3-3 record, a 4.45 ERA for the southpaw from the University of Portland. And Franzen gets the ball for the Grizzlies. While San Jose counters is one of their most consistent starters this year, right-hander Manuel Mercedes, a 2-5 record, a 3.61 ERA. Mercedes has been one of the most consistent starters, as we said, all year long, and he looks to get the Giants back on the right track and hopefully for San Jose win 3 of the first 4 of the series. But the Grizzlies looking to even up the series at 4 games apiece, so it should make for a great pitching matchup tonight. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with left-hander Carson Skipper, who just picked up his 10th hold of the season. Skipper celebrates his 24th birthday tomorrow. We talked a little bit about his birthday. We also talked about being the only lefty for the majority of this season. Gabriel Rodriguez now back to help out Skipper, but how important it is for him being a lefty in the pen. We also talked about how he has barely walked anybody. 3 walks, 50 strikeouts in his season so far. And we also talked about a couple of his reliever buddies in Zach Agnos and Carlos Torres. And finally, last night he got the best of his former college teammate at Auburn, Cole Foster, with a double play, and he spoke to us about how great it was to get an out against Foster. When we come back right after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with Grizzlies lefty Carson Skipper in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies lefty Carson Skipper, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, absolutely.
First question I have for you. So your birthday's coming up. So first of all, happy early birthday. What do you usually do when you celebrate your birthday?
Go get dinner and some drinks with family and friends, probably.
Do you have any baseball memories when it comes to your birthday?
No, not really. You know, normally it's during the early fall, late summer, to where baseball shut down for a minute while everybody's regrouping and getting ready for school to start.
So a little bit different now that you're going to be in season when playing baseball too as well. Is it going to be nice if you get a chance to pitch on your birthday?
Yeah, I mean, go out and pitch when I'm called to pitch.
Absolutely. No, I feel that. Well, this year you've actually had a great season overall, but how would you assess your season?
I feel like I've had some overall pretty good year. I've hit some rough patches here and there, but you know, that's baseball. It's part of the game. Baseball is a game of ups and downs, and you just gotta ride the wave and try and stay even keel throughout it all.
Well, so far this year, you only have 3 walks, 49 strikeouts. Strike thrower, did not expect that maybe?
No, I mean, I've always been I normally don't walk a lot of people. For me to only have 3 walks is kind of weird.
Can you kind of tell fans the importance of throwing strikes?
I kind of look at it as percentages wise. You know, the elite hitters hit 300, so 7 out of 10 times they're getting out anyways. Why am I going to help them out by walking them and trying to throw around them?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great way of thinking about it. And you haven't had a walk over your last 16 outings as well, going 17 and two-thirds innings too. But, you know, it's nice when you have the confidence from your manager and your pitching coach to go out there and, you know, I think that's a big confidence booster for you as well.
Yeah, no, it's a huge confidence boost for me. You know, I can work around the zone when I need to. If I get 2 strikes quick, and then I know I have the ability to go back in the zone if I get to an even count or a 3 ball count.
You know, and also you at one point were the only lefty in the Grizzlies, you know, bullpen. So for you, do you know that now you're going to be counting on a little bit more, or maybe you're pitching a little bit more because you're the only lefty out of the pen?
You know, it just kind of got lonely, not having another lefty. Cause, you know, lefties pitch everybody different than righties do, just cause different angles and everything. So for me, I was having to talk to the starting pitchers about how they were pitching guys versus being able to talk to other relievers that were left-handed about how they would pitch guys. So it was kind of little change, but we got one back now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do have Gabriel Rodriguez back in there, but let's also talk about your fellow bullpen arms as well. Let's talk about first Zach Agnos, who has 21 saves this year, which is now tied for 5th all time in Grizzlies single season saves. Talk about how amazing it is having Agnos in the back end.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy you can just count on. He's Mr. Dependable. He's just goes out there and does what he needs to do to get a save and help close out the game for us.
And you're second on the team in holds behind a guy named Carlos Torres, who is now an outstanding year as well. Talk about Torres.
Yeah. There's not much to say that's bad about him. He's been shoving the ball lately. You know, he's really started attacking the zone more and using his pitches more to his advantage. You know, and just letting hitters get themselves out with his sink and his off-speed stuff, let them beat the ball into the ground.
It's always fun when you get to watch these guys too, but now facing San Jose this week, you get a chance to face Cole Foster, who you know a little bit about, right?
Yeah. He texted me the day he was flying out here and said he was waiting to hit a home run. I told him he better watch his noggin. He might be throwing there. Just in love and fun. But no, it's a cool experience to, you know, play 2 years of college baseball with somebody and then to come out and then your first full season of pro ball get to play against one of your former teammates that you grew close with. And
So when that happens, if you face him, what's going to happen?
He'll just be treated like any other batter. He might get a little smile at the end of his at bat, but that's about it.
Well, you know what, Carson? We can't wait to see what the future holds. You've had a great season so far. Thanks for taking time on this interview.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California for Friday Night Baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. We are almost ready for first pitch tonight, but a big thank you to the almost birthday boy and Carson Skipper for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to Skipper and great success in his outing. Last night, he pitched an inning and two-thirds of scoreless baseball as the Grizzlies won 6-4 last night. They looked to even the series up at two games apiece in game 4 of 6 between two California League North Division foes. We're almost set for the national anthem, and we're almost ready for first pitch. The Grizzlies and the Giants getting ready to renew their rivalry. The Grizzlies looking to get back to the postseason for the third straight year. The Giants have already punched their ticket to the 2023 playoffs, and these two teams might be on a path to meet once again. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch, plus starting lineups. Don't go anywhere.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tanner Roquefa. At second base, number 41, Dylan Rosario. At shortstop, number 1, Diego Velasquez. At third base, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez. In left field, number 7, Alexander Suarez. In center field, number 9, Turner Hill. In right field, number 18, TJ Hilson. The catcher, number 8, O'Neill Perez. And tonight's starting pitcher, number 49, Manuel Mersini. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise if you are able and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. With us tonight to perform the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome back to the Excite Ballpark microphone, Martha Turner.
At the twilight.
A great national anthem. Get us set for Friday night baseball here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who come in with a record of 64-41, a minor league best 28-11 in the second half. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting fourth at third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting fifth in left field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting sixth is the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for the Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen, as they will take on San Jose's right-hander, Manuel Mercedes, who wears number 49, a 2-5 record, a 3.61 ERA. We'll give you the Giants lineup in the bottom of the first. Jake Snyder will lead things off. Here comes tonight's first pitch. And it is a called strike, and we are underway this evening. 78 degrees, clear skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds from right to left. As here comes the 0-1 to Snyder, and he chops one foul in the count at 0-2. A beautiful night, a little bit windy, but perfect weather. 7:01 p.m. for first pitch. The count 0-2 to Jake Snyder. Our home plate umpire is Brian Blassingame. Over on the bases, David Sabal. As here comes the 0-2 from Mercedes. And it's outside, the count at 1-2. The Grizzlies, they are wearing their gray unis. They have the black cap with the red bill. They have the red numbers on the back and red and black Fresno written across the front of those gray jerseys. As Snyder, ground ball, hard hit to the third baseman of Rodriguez, and the throw is late, and Snyder will reach. It's going to be E5 to start tonight's contest, and Snyder is on, who leads the team in stolen bases. And up steps Bryant Betancourt. So again, the Grizzlies in the gray jerseys. They have Fresno written across the front in red and black. Red numbers on the back of those gray jerseys. Black cap, the red bill, the California Bear Flag logo on top of that black cap. San Jose, they're in their black jerseys. San Jose in orange on the front. Orange numbers on the back as well. The tricolored caps with the orange bill. The black in the back, and then they also have the white on the front with the SJ logo in black on the front of that tri-colored cap. As we have those jerseys, umpires, a beautiful night for baseball. Runner at first. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt, and it is inside, and the count at 1-1. He fouled off that first pitch and then takes a ball. As Mercedes, his 22nd game, making his 19th start, a 2-5 record, a 3.61 ERA for Mercedes. As here comes the 1-1 from him, and it's a ground ball right to the first baseman, Otremba. The throw to second, the tag, and Snyder is out. It is an unorthodox double play, but either way, two outs. So it goes 3, and then it goes to 6 on the double play. The 6 was on the tag. So now 2 outs, and here comes shortstop Dion Jorge, who is now ranked as the Rockies' number 7 overall prospect on MLB.com. Jumped 9 spots. As here comes the first pitch to Jorge, and he takes it low, the count at 1-0. Jorge reached base 4 times last night. A career-high 3 hits for him in his young career. Only 20 years old. As here comes the 1-0 to Jorge. And it's a high chopper, and this is going to be the shortstop Velasquez, the long throw, and Jorge beats it out. That's got to be a single right there for Jorge on that high chopper. Velasquez did the most he could do on that play. It's the first hit for Fresno, now runner at first here with two outs, and Andy Perez will stride to the plate. San Jose defensively from left to right. Alexander Suarez is in left. Turner Hill is in center. P.J. Hilson in right. The third baseman is Anthony Rodriguez. The shortstop, Diego Velasquez. You've already heard their names tonight. As the pitch to Perez is low. The count at 1-0. At second base, Dylan Rosario. Over at first is Tanner Otremba. He just made that double play start. The catcher is O'Neill Perez. And then Manuel Mercedes on the bump. Here comes the 1-0 to Andy Perez. And he takes it right down the middle. And the count now at 1-1. Andy Perez continues to hit the ball well. Batting 250 now on the season. One home run. 44 RBI. As here comes the 1-1. There goes Jorge. And Perez fouls it off. And the count now at 1-2. Perez, the youngest player on this Grizzlies roster. 19 years old, both him and Dion Jorge are Cuban products. Jorge is from Havana, and then Andy's from Santa Clara. As here comes the 1-2, and that's a high chopper again. This is a slow roller. Now the third baseman, Rodriguez, the bare hand, and he makes the play. What a start for the defense of San Jose. As we will head to the bottom of the first, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Here are the Giants starting lineup under manager Jeremiah Knuckstead. The Giants 58-47 overall. They're 18-21 in the second half. Winners of the California League North Division first half. Leading off center fielder number 9, Turner Hill. Batting second, the DH number 2, Cole Foster. Batting third, the shortstop number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting fourth, the catcher number 8, O'Neill Perez. Batting fifth, the first baseman number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting sixth, the right fielder number 18, P.J. Hilson. Batting 7th, the third baseman, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting 8th, the second baseman, number 41, Dylan Rosario. And batting 9th, the left fielder, number 7, Alexander Suarez. Here comes the first pitch to Turner Hill. He bunts back to the pitcher, Franzen. But it's going to be a tough play for Franzen. And it's a leadoff bunt single for Turner Hill. Uses his speed. That ball was popped up initially in the air. But then it just planted itself right between Huff and Franzen. And Franzen couldn't make the throw over. There was actually no throw. So it's a bunt single for Hill to start the Giants offense off. And here comes Cole Foster, the switch hitting DH out of Auburn. As you heard on our pregame show with Carson Skipper. Caleb Franzen on the bump as here comes the pitch to Foster. It's outside and it gets away from Cody Huff initially, but Hill stays at first base. The count at 1-0. Caleb Franzen, a 3-3 record, a 4.45 ERA. And as you said, countered by Manuel Mercedes, a 2-5 record, a 3.61 ERA for tonight's matchup. As here comes the 1-0, and that's a high pop-up. This is drifting in foul territory. The first baseman, Bettencourt, right near the Giants' dugout, makes the play. And Foster is retired for the first out. As here comes the shortstop and Diego Velasquez. So one out, runner at first, and now Velasquez, who had a very good game last night. Velasquez reaching base multiple times. He finished his night with three hits, was 3 for 5. All singles, had one run as well. Another switch hitting middle infielder. The Giants are just stockpiling in their system. As that swung on and missed the count at 0-1. Velasquez, Dylan Rosario, Anthony Rodriguez. One of the best infields you'll see. And then you add a guy like Cole Foster. Jose Ramos was here at the beginning of the year. All these young, talented infielders. And all of them can play short. We've seen Rodriguez at short. He's at third. Velasquez mainly the shortstop. He's been at second sometimes. Cole Foster's been the DH. But he's also been a shortstop in this series. As here comes the 0-1 from Franzen. It's low and outside. The count at 1-1. All talented players, but the Grizzlies have done a great job trying to keep these players at bay. As here comes the 1-1 from Franzen. And it's a fly ball out to right field. Andrews Jr. is there. He's camped underneath it and will make the catch as Hill has to scurry back to first base. And just like that, two outs now. Goes F9. And here comes O'Neill Perez. Great job from Andrews Jr. He's working with a little bit of shade out in right field that's coming in from the wall. So right now where he is positioned, sunglasses are on. And he is actually in the sun right now. And that ball looked like it hit the shade just a tad bit. As here's the first pitch to Perez, fouled off, the count at 0-1. Perez, one of two catchers on the San Jose roster. As takes on the very crafty lefty in Caleb Franzen. Here comes the 0-1, and Hill looks like he is picked off. Here's the throw to second, and it is in time. It goes 1-3-4. On the caught-stealing pickoff to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Caleb Franzen. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshlyGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second on August 11th. As the first pitch is a called strike to Daniel Amaral, who will lead things off for Fresno. Amaral batting fifth in this very dangerous Grizzlies lineup. Here comes the 0-1 to Amaral. And it is a called strike. Good off-speed pitch from Mercedes on the inside part of the plate. The count now at 0-2. Here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the 0-2 offering from Mercedes. and it's way outside the count at 1-2. Manuel Mercedes is 6'4", 190 pounds. He is 20 years old, will be 21 in late September. As here comes the 1-2, and it's a ground ball to right field, a base hit. The second baseman, Rosario, is playing closer to the bag, so that ball finds green grass, and it's a leadoff single for Daniel Amaral. Second hit for Fresno, and here comes center fielder Jesus Bouguerin. Mercedes signed as an international free agent in 2019. He's from Monte Plata, Dominican Republic. Pitched all last year in San Jose. Back again for his second season. He's continued to pitch well. Now taking on Bouguerin. As there goes Amaral. And no throw from Perez as he loses control. So it's 1-0 to Bouguerin, and Amaral a stolen base. So runner at second with no outs. And Jesus Bouguerin on a 9-game hit streak at the dish. A big 2-RBI double last night to give the Grizzlies a 3-0 lead at that point in the third inning. As here's the pitch to Bouguerin. It's low, the count at 2-0. Bouguerin, if he gets to 10 games tonight, it will be his third hit streak of 10 games or more. No other Grizzlies player except Ryan Rader has reached 10-plus games for a hit streak, and Bouguerin might have three by tonight. Here comes the 2-0. And it swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. And Bouguerin is tonight's beer batter, so fans a little bit more excited about his at-bats. Bouguerin, a free-swinging center fielder. As the count is 2-1 for Mercedes. Runner at second with no outs here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch to Bouguerin. And it is fouled off, and the count now at 2-2. Bouguerin in his 9-game hit streak has done a little bit of everything for Fresno. A home run, 2 doubles, 5 RBI, and 7 runs, batting .355. That's a count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Bouguerin. And it is inside, and it looks like it hit him, and he will head down to first base. That does not feel good. I think it hit him on the wrist. And maybe the hand as well, as athletic trainer Justin Wilson coming out to check on Bouguerin. So it's a hit by pitch. And the beer batter will have to go down to first base. So runners at first and second with no outs. And Cody Huff will stride to the plate. And hopefully Bouguerin is okay, as he is talking with athletic trainer Justin Wilson. It looked like it hit him right on the side of the hand, on the outer part of the hand. And he was not very happy, as you could tell from the reaction. I think he really just wanted to hit the ball. He had like a partial swing on the pitch. And they're checking right on that hand and wrist area. Still checking on him right now. They're in the top of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. And Steve Solis talking to the home plate umpire, Brian Blasingame. And the way that Steve Solis is reacting, I think Bouguerin's going to try to stay in this game. Never feels good to get hit by a pitch. The Grizzlies have been hit by a couple in this series. Skyler Messenger last night was hit by a pitch. And then back on Tuesday, Messenger was also hit by a pitch. So Bouguerin will head down to first base. So runners at first and second with no outs. And now Cody Huff will stride to the plate. Huff, last night, batted third, now batting seventh. An opportunity to put the Grizzlies up 1-0, maybe more. And Bouguerin, hopefully he is okay. Never feels good. Mercedes, lots of speed on his fastball. So runners at first and second, no outs. We have resumed play. As here comes the pitch to Huff. And it is low for a ball, and the count at 1-0 from Manuel Mercedes. From the Dominican Republic, the Grizzlies have seen this right-hander a couple times this year. Again, one of the most consistent starters in the San Jose rotation. Here comes the 1-0, and it is outside. And the count now at 2 balls and 0 strikes. Mercedes, a team-high 82 and 1/3 innings. has surrendered two earned runs or fewer in 12 of his 17 starts this season, as there's a mound visit with the count at 2-0. So expect Mercedes to go a couple innings unless the Grizzlies can get a hold of him early. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the second inning. Runners at first and second with no outs. Cody Huff, the Stanford product, trying to give the Grizzlies an early 1-0 lead. Amaral leads from second. He also stole a base. It was his 20th of the year, as that pitch is a called strike. The count at 2-1. The runner at first is Jesus Bougreen. Both guys with really good speed. It's count 2-1 to Cody Huff. Rocking the nice mustache. As here comes the 2-1 to Cody Huff. And a ground ball to the third baseman. It's fair, and it will be thrown away to second. Bougreen will head to third. He will stop there. The third baseman, Rodriguez, tagged the bag at third and then tried to go to second to try to get the out at second and threw the ball away. So Huff will reach on a fielder's choice. Amaral is out at third. It goes five unassisted on the fielder's choice. But then on the throw, it goes E5. So second air now on Rodriguez. So one out, runners at the corners here for E.J. Andrews Jr., who is the lone Grizzlies homer in this series, an inside-the-park two-run homer back on Tuesday. And here comes the first pitch to Andrews Jr. It's called a strike. The count at 0-1, right down the middle. Andrews Jr., 10 home runs. That would be third overall in the Grizzlies this year, second on the current active roster behind Skylar Messenger, who gets a day off. As here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. outside. The count now at 1-1. The slider getting away a little bit from Perez, but he picks it up with no one advancing. So Huff reaches on a force out, fielded by third baseman Anthony Rodriguez. Amaral out at third, and then the throwing error by Rodriguez. So two errors already for San Jose. As here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr. and a high chopper to second. This could be 2, 4, 6, and it doesn't get made in time, and the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead. Another fielder's choice, and it's going to be an RBI for Andrews Jr., and it's 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the second. Bougreen comes in to score after he was hit by a pitch. Huff is out at second. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. So two outs now, runner at first for Luis Mendez, the 9-hole hitter, as Andrews Jr. leads from first. Here comes the pitch, and instead it'll be a check on Andrews Jr. He's back safely. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us for some Friday night baseball here at Excite Ballpark. Andrews Jr., 11 stolen bases, leads from first. Here comes the first pitch now to Mendez, and it is a called strike. Good speed there from Mercedes. The count at 0-1. Grizzlies trying to take a bigger lead here in the second inning. Here comes the 0-1 to Mendez. Andrews Jr. taking his lead. And Mendez swinging a miss. Good breaking ball down and in. And the count now at 0-2. Mendez a very good hitter. He was 2-for-4 last night, picking up a multi-hit game. For Mendez this year, that was his 6th multi-hit game. Here's the 0-2, and Mendez fly ball to left field. A long run for the left fielder Suarez, and it goes fouls. The count remains at 0-2. Mendez, of his hits in the series, though, too, he has done a great job spraying the ball to the left field, the opposite field. Something that the Grizzlies have been working on over the past couple of weeks is being able to use all parts of the field. As here comes the 0-2 to Luis Mendez, with Andrews Jr. leading from first. And Mendez, high chopper to short. This is Velasquez, the throw to first, and it is in time to end the inning. But the Grizzlies take a 1-0 lead. Jesus Bougreen scores on the fielder's choice from E.J. Andrews Jr. We had the bomb in the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the second inning, 1-0, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. First pitch swinging by the catcher in O'Neill Perez, and it's a fly out to center field. Perez was right on it. Goes L8 for the first out as here comes Tanner Otremba, the first baseman. Again, we'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second inning. As here's Tanner Otremba, batting 264. Here's the first pitch from Franzen. It is high. The count at 1-0. Good spot there from Franzen, just missing. Caleb Franzen, a 3-3 record, a 4.45 ERA. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez. It goes under the glove. E5. As Otremba reaches, third error by the third baseman this evening. Runner at first with one out for P.J. Hilson. So Caleb Franzen gets the start tonight, making his 18th appearance and 17th start of the season. Franzen, a 3-3 record, a 4.45 ERA for the Southpaw. 6'3", 200 pounds from Phoenix, Arizona, 22 years old. He was drafted by the Rockies in the 12th round of the 2022 draft. Pick number 356 out of the University of Portland. Franzen, three pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. Throws all pitches for strikes. Does a great job mixing and matching his three pitches. A low 90s fastball that can reach about 93 if needed. As here comes the 1-0 from Franzen. It'll be a check on the runner, Otremba. He's back there safely. Runner at first with one out. Caleb Franzen is making his 8th road start, 9th appearance. As here's the pitch, swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1 to P.J. Hilson. Franzen, his 4th appearance now, 4th start against the Giants, a 1-0 record. A 3.64 ERA, last pitched on August 4th versus Rancho Cucamonga, as the 1-1 is outside, the count now at 2-1. He tossed 6 innings, tying a career high, allowing 1 run it was earned on 3 hits and no walks while striking out 8, one shy of a professional best. As here's the 2-1, swung on and missed, that's that dangerous changeup, the count at 2-2, good pitch as he pulled the string there. But Franzen, that outing against Rancho Cucamonga was his second straight start of picking up a quality start. He tossed 6 innings, allowing 2 earned runs on July 28th at Inland Empire. So coming off a pair of really good starts, Franzen has really been a nice key in this rotation. Here's the 2-2, another check on Otremba. Back safely. But Franzen, and it starts against San Jose, 6 innings, a 1-run ball. That was on April 25th. And then on May 29th, allowed 3 earned runs over 6 innings. As that is swung on and missed, and Franzen has his first strikeout of tonight's contest. Down goes Hilson for the second out of the inning. And with 2 away, here comes Anthony Rodriguez with a runner at first. And his third start, though, and that was on July 4th in front of the biggest crowd in the California League this year against these Giants, 5-1/3 innings. He allowed 3 earned runs, and the Grizzlies winning that game 5-4 in 10 innings. As that is swung on a miss, the count at 0-1 to Rodriguez. Another great breaking ball from Franzen, who continues to just pile in strikes. Last night, Rodriguez struck out all 4 times as here comes the 0-1. And that is a called strike and quickly 0-2. Fastball at 90 from Franzen. Now Franzen looking to get out of this frame without any damage against the switch hitting Anthony Rodriguez. Otremba leads from first. Here comes the 0-2. And it is a fly ball out to deep left field. A long run. He looks up and it is gone. Anthony Rodriguez, 4 strikeouts, and now a home run. Giants lead. Rodriguez gets an 0-2 pitch hanging, and he drives it out to left center. A 2-run homer for him. That's his 4th homer of the season. And just like that, it is 2-1. Second hit for San Jose, 2 runs as well. And here comes Dylan Rosario with 2 outs. As the error by Perez comes back to haunt Franzen in the 0-2 hanger. Rodriguez got a pitch he wanted there, and he drove it out to left center. That's tough. 2-1 Giants here in the bottom of the second, and that pitch inside, the count at 1-0. So Rodriguez, a big home run. As here comes the 1-0 from Franzen inside, the count now at 2-0. As Franzen trying to get back into a rhythm. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Franzen. And it is outside. Now 3 balls and no strikes. Caleb Franzen. Here comes his 3-0 pitch. And it is right down the middle. The count now at 3-1. So for Franzen, by the way, that's his 6th homer he's allowed this year. His only home or last homer allowed was against Wilman Diaz of the Quakes last year. Here's a fly ball to a similar spot. This one looks like it will stay in the park, though, as the left fielder Amaral tracks it down. But the Giants take a 2-1 lead as we head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the third inning, 2-1. The Giants lead the Grizzlies. As Jake Snyder will lead things off, he reached on an error back in the first inning against Manuel Mercedes. There comes the first pitch from Mercedes, and Snyder takes it for a strike and a count at 0-1. Jake Snyder, 25 years old from Waterloo, Iowa. A former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand, signed as a free agent by the Rockies in 2023. 6'1", 190 pounds for the speedster from Louisville. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike, and quickly 0-2, and Snyder not happy with the call from home plate umpire Brian Blassingame. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Snyder as Mercedes winds and deals, and that is inside. And the count now at 1-2. Against Manuel Mercedes. Mercedes has come out of the bullpen a couple times this year in a piggyback situation. As here comes the 1-2 from Mercedes. And Snyder takes in the dirt. The count now at 2-2 as that ball scoots away from Perez. Mercedes, 20 years old in his third professional season. Last year, over 25 games, 9 starts with the Giants. A 4-6 record, a 5.13 ERA. Struck out 67. As here's a high chopper, it goes foul. The count remains at 2-2. That was an 80 2/3 innings, and Mercedes matching that this year. Mercedes signed as a 16-year-old in 2019 on the Dominican Republic. As that is outside, and that is a ball. Count at 3-2. Snyder thought it was strike three. Perez thought it was strike three. Home plate umpire did not. So now the count is full here to Jake Snyder. He looks to get on. The Grizzlies trail 2-1. Here's the pitch. And that is outside, a leadoff walk. So Snyder will reach as Mercedes loses Snyder. First walk issued by Mercedes. And here comes the first baseman, Brian Betancourt. Glad to see Betancourt back in the lineup. On Wednesday, Betancourt, a head first dive into third, and he hit the legs of Rodriguez, and Betancourt had to leave the game with an injury. Nice bruise above his eye, but seems to be okay and in good spirits as he looks to bunt, and it goes foul to count at 0-1. But Betancourt, a very good hitter. Again, one of the younger players on this team, 19 years old from Venezuela. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt. And it's way outside. Mercedes' delivery point right there, not very good. It's the count at 1-1. His release point was a little bit off. It's the count at 1-1. Snyder will lead from first. Snyder leads the team in stolen bases. As here comes the 1-1 pitch to Betancourt. And it's fouled off and it almost hits Jorge on the on-deck circle. And the count at 1-2. That would have not been good if Jorge would have gotten hit by that ball. Betancourt, lots of speed off the bat. As we said, though, Snyder leading from first, 21 stolen bases in 23 attempts. Amaral right behind him with 20 stolen bases. As here comes the 1-2 to Betancourt, and it is outside. The count now at 2-2. Good spot again from Mercedes, just missing. As the Grizzlies trail 2-1 here in the top of the third, glad you could join us for game 4 of 6 between two California League Northern Division foes. Here comes the 2-2, and it's a line drive out to right field, a base hit. Snyder will head to third. It is missed, bobbled out there by Hilson. Snyder will stop at third base. It's a single for Betancourt, now 1-2. Snyder heading to third, so runners at the corners with no outs for Dion Jorge, who's 1-1 with a single. Third hit for Fresno in this contest, and now to Jorge, who continues to reach base. In his last two games, has reached base 5 of 6 times, and in his last 3, 6 of 7. His lone at-bat on Wednesday, he reached via single. As here comes the first pitch to Jorge, and it's fouled off in the count at 0-1. And they're saying that he is out at the plate. Apparently that ball that bounced off his body was in fair territory. And Jorge is retired. It looked like it went off his body. As Betancourt will take second, as that ball was ruled fair by home plate umpire Brian Blassingame. And it'll be 2 unassisted on the tag. So runners at second and third with one out for Andy Perez, who's 0 for 1. Here's the pitch, and Perez lines one foul, the count at 0-1. Hopefully everyone's okay over there. Heard a big groan from the crowd. Went back onto the field, and Sergio Sanchez, one of the Grizzlies relievers, grabbing it. The count at 0-1. So one out, runners at second and third, and Perez now trying to give the Grizzlies a lead. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off again, and quickly 0-2. To Andy Perez. That was a very, very weird play for Jorge. It looked like the ball had bounced up and hit him off the chest, and it went right in front of home plate. And so he was tagged out as here comes the 0-2 to Andy Perez, and it's inside, and the count now at 1-2. Either way, though, Jorge, even if he would have started running, would have probably been thrown out by a mile. And fortunate for the Grizzlies, it was only one out as Snyder didn't try advancing, and Bettencourt getting to second without any throw. Here comes the 1-2 to Andy Perez. And it's chopped foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. Third baseman Andy Perez can play all infield positions. We've seen him at short, we've seen him at second, and mainly at third base. With the count now 1-2. First base coach and Grizzlies manager Steve Solis looks on as here comes the pitch to Perez. Long pause. Here it is. And that's a liner to center field. A base hit. That gets down. That will tie the game. And Andy Perez, a big RBI single with two strikes. Perez, another RBI for him. That will score Snyder from third up to third. Goes Bettencourt, so now runners at the corners with one out for Daniel Amaral, who's 1-for-1 with a single and a stolen base. Second hit of the inning and a run. So Frazzo now to up to four hits in this contest. And now Daniel Amaral, runners at the corners here with one out. We are tied at two here in the third. Here's the pitch, and Amaral, fly ball out to right field. A long run for the right fielder, Hilson. He camps underneath it, and here comes Bettencourt. A play at the plate. The tag. He is safe as Bettencourt is very happy. Here's the throw to second, and Perez is safe. Great speed from Bettencourt to score. It's a sacrifice fly, and Fresno takes the lead. Bettencourt, a big celebration after he slides in safely, and everyone in the dugout high-fiving him. So Amaral, the sacrifice fly out to right field. And then the RBI scores Bettencourt. If we watch the replay right here, Bettencourt did get the hand in there before the tag was applied. So it's 3-2 here in the third, as here's Jesus Bugarin, who was hit by a pitch and scored his first time up. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. So Fresno, two runs this inning. They now lead 3-2 here in the third. Two outs, a runner at second is Andy Perez. As here comes the 0-1 to Bugarin. And Bugarin swinging a miss, and it's 0-2 now. As he chased after another good off-speed pitch from Mercedes, and the beer batter may strike out for a second time now. Or actually for a first time. He actually was hit by a pitch with two strikes. The fans would love that as here comes the 0-2. And it's a high chopper up the middle. This is the second baseman Rosario. The throw to first is in time to end the inning. But not before an RBI single from Andy Perez and a sacrifice fly from Daniel Amaral scored Snyder and Bettencourt. 3-2 Grizzlies. We have the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. The $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5
223. Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We are in the bottom of the third inning. 3-2, the Grizzlies lead the Giants. Alexander Suarez will lead things off. First pitch to him is a called strike from Caleb Franzen. And the count at 0-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, as here's a ground ball up the middle, a base hit. Suarez is on with a leadoff single. Third hit now for the Giants, and here comes Turner Hill, who had a bunt single back in the first. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third on August 11th. Counted 0-1 to Turner Hill. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball that is outside, apparently, in the count at 1-1. Good spot there from Franzen. Runner at first with no outs here in the bottom of the third. The Grizzlies, a run in the first, two runs in the third. San Jose scored two runs in the bottom of the second. Here's the 1-1 to Hill, and he swings and misses on a slider at 80 miles per hour in the count at 1-2. That off-speed pitch from Franzen so far has been disgusting tonight. Caleb Franzen from the University of Portland was not highly touted out of high school at Westland High School in Westland, Oregon. As here comes the 1-2, and it's inside the count now at 2-2. Stayed close to home by going to the University of Portland. He was there for three seasons, 40 appearances as a starter and reliever. Going 7-9 with a 4.75 ERA. Here's the 2-2, and that is fouled off, and the count remains the same. Franzen, in 2022, made 7 starts over 18 outings, a 2-5 record, but 59 1/3 innings. He struck out a personal college best 69 batters. Was all over in academics and in statistics for the WCC. The West Coast Conference, 6th in K per 9 at 10.47. And again, a guy who throws a lot of strikes, has a lot of great pitches in the rotation for Mark Brewer's staff. As here comes the 2-2. There goes the runner, high chopper to the second baseman, Mendez, and he can't make the play. In a right field, up to third goes Suarez. He was already going on the play. And Hill reaches with a single. So now runners at the corners here with no outs for Cole Foster's 0-1. So Giants trying to tie this game up or maybe take the lead once again against Caleb Franzen. But Caleb Franzen has been very reliable. And the cool thing for Franzen this year, he leads the California League starting pitchers in highest attended games and is second in the league in average attendance per start. As here comes the first pitch, instead it'll be a check on the runner Hill. He's back safely. Franzen is used to big crowds and has been very fortunate to throw on the 4th of July and opening night for Fresno. He's also pitched a couple day games where we had making the grade part of school events for the kiddos. As that is swung on a miss to count at 0-1. But Franz, and again, as we said, though, has been very reliable. A 1.50 ERA in August. The ERA continues to go down every month. As here comes the 0-1. And that is a fly ball out to right field, and it goes foul. And the count now at 0-2. Caleb Franzen, as we said, went to West Lynn High School in his senior year, threw a no-hitter in the second round of the Oregon Class 6A state playoffs versus Bend. Down and no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. And it is fouled off. Now, interesting story about Bend High School. Well, I went to high school in Colorado at Liberty High School. And we would always go to Arizona to watch spring training, but also play in tournaments against non-Colorado schools. We'd face teams from Oregon, Arizona, Washington, for instance. As here comes the 0-2. And that's a fly ball to left field, and it will go foul. And the count remains at 0-2. Had the distance, just didn't stay fair. Now, on that trip, for two straight years, we faced Bend, Oregon. And I actually got my first Arizona save against Bend, Oregon as well. So, we both, Franz and I, had similar opponents while pitching in high school. Here comes the 0-2. And that is just outside. Looked like it caught the zone initially as Cody Huff was looking for a strike three call. The count now at 1-2. Runners at the corners here with no outs in the bottom of the third. 3-2 Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and it swung on and missed. He went to the breaking ball down and away, and Foster out on strikes. A big first out. And a big second strikeout for Franzen. And with one away, here comes Diego Velasquez 0-for-1 with a flyout. But going back to the high school days, always had a blast on those Arizona trips. And Caleb Franzen from Phoenix, Arizona. So a lot of ties right there. And one of the coolest stories that I've heard from this season is how Caleb Franzen learned how to become a better pitcher because of stretching. He had gone on a cruise with the family back in college, and there were no weights. So the only thing he could do was stretch. He came back throwing 5 miles per hour harder. And every coach was like, what happened? As here comes the pitch to Velasquez. The throw to second as Hill was going. And he is going to slide in safely with a stolen base. So now runners at second and third with one out for Diego Velasquez. The count at 1-0. Cody Huff, the throw to second, was initially cut off by Mendez. They were not going to get Hill, but they were more worried about the runner at third in Suarez. He was going to take off. The count's at 1-0. But can you imagine coming back from vacation and you're doing whatever you're doing it 5 times better. As here's a fly ball out to right center field. Bugarin on the run, and he will not make the play. It is a 2 RBI double, and it is now 4-3 San Jose. So Velasquez, a 2 RBI double. That scores Turner Hill from second easily. Waltzing home from third is Suarez. And again, the Giants take the lead. 2 runs on the third hit of the inning. So now runner at second with one out for O'Neill Perez, who is 0-for-1. That ball just kept going for Bugarin and went high off the wall. And where the Grizzlies were playing defensively right there, Bugarin really did not have a chance. As here's the pitch, and that is a strike in the count at 0-1. So now 4-3 San Jose here in the bottom of the third, and they keep matching Fresno and are beating Fresno after every half inning. So we're in for a barn burner once again tonight. Here's the 0-1, and that's in the dirt. The count at 1-1. But again, going back to it, can you imagine you're coming back and you're doing whatever you're doing 5 times better, or just a little bit better from your vacation? Caleb Franzen really turned a lot of faces when it came down to it. And the Rockies giving him an opportunity, a 12th round draft pick in 2022. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike, and the count at 1-2. Caleb Franzen, a student of the game as well. Mark Brewer, a big fan of how he learns and how he works every day. Maintains arm speed on all of his pitches. Good control. As here's the pitch, and that's a liner foul, and the count remains at 1-2. We're in the bottom of the third inning, 4-3, San Jose leads Fresno. One out, runner at second is Diego Velasquez with a 2-RBI double. His 26th double of the season. As here comes the 1-2 from Franzen. And it's in the dirt, and the count now at 2-2. As Cody Huff will get a new baseball for his left-hander. O'Neill Perez at the plate, 6'1", 187 pounds from the Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Here comes the 2-2. And it is high, ball three. And the count now full 3-2. Velasquez took a big lead over at second base. Thought he was going to take off on the pitch. 3-2, 1-out. Here's the pitch to O'Neill Perez. And it's a foul ball. We'll do it again with the same count. Glad you could join us this evening for Friday Night Baseball. Nice crowd on hand. It is Pride Night here at the ballpark. Here at Excite Ballpark. The Grizzlies had their evening in June. As here comes the 3-2. And it is a liner foul again towards the right side. A long at bat. Now the ninth pitch coming up right here. A great crowd. Lots of booths here as well. Fans are enjoying a great night. A beautiful night. 78 degrees at first pitch. And it's just getting cooler and nicer. As here's the 3-2 offering once again from Caleb Franzen. And he will check on Velasquez, and they got him! What a move from Franzen! Velasquez picked off! Second pickoff now for Franzen in tonight's contest. And it is 1-4 on the pickoff for the second out. Luis Mendez applying the tag. They got him. It wasn't close. As here's the pitch, and it's fouled off again by Perez. Yet back continues. Now 10 pitches coming up. So two outs. No one on. And the count full to O'Neill Perez. Here comes the 10th pitch of the at-bat. And that's a liner again foul. Let's make it 11. I can't count this high. They need to stop right here. The count at 3-2. 7 runs, 9 hits already in tonight's contest. We're just in the third inning. All the games going on now in the California League. As here comes another payoff pitch to O'Neill Perez from Caleb Franzen. And it is a line drive out to right center field. Bougarin is there, though, and he will make the catch to end the inning. We head to the fourth. The Giants lead 4-3. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the top of the fourth inning, 4-3. San Jose leads Fresno. We have 7 runs on 9 hits and 3 errors over 3 innings of play so far. As Cody Huff, who is 0-for-1, will lead things off against Manuel Mercedes. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Glad you could join us. My name is Stephen Rice. Here comes the 1-0 from Mercedes to Cody Huff. And that is a called strike. And the count now at 1-1. Menko Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Here's the pitch. Outside. The count now at 2-1. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Here comes the 2-1 offering from Mercedes. He'll wind and deal. And that's outside. The count now at 3-1. Visit their website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Huff swings and misses. The count now full 3-2. Once again, come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Menko Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. 3-2 to Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch from Mercedes, and it's a chopper over to the third baseman Rodriguez, who tries to barehand it. The throw to first, and it is in time. What a play from Rodriguez. A home run earlier, now the barehand play for the first down, and Huff is retired. Wow. Rodriguez, after a couple errors early on, has looked really good defensively. And with one out, here's E.J. Andrews Jr., an RBI after a fielder's choice back in the second inning. So 0-for-1 here on August 11th. Here comes the first pitch to Andrews Jr. as Mercedes will wind and deal. And it's outside. The count at 1-0. Andrews Jr., Fresno State Bulldog. Andrew Cachel. Also a Fresno State Bulldog, as that is fouled off by Andrews Jr. The count at 1-1. Cachel, night off tonight for San Jose. And then another former Fresno State Bulldog, Zach Morgan, who is on this squad, is now in high A. As here comes the 1-1 Andrews Jr. inside. The count now at 2-1. So a lot of Fresno State Bulldogs represented among these two teams. Always a lot of fun when these teams face one another. A lot of close games. Last night, 6-4 Fresno with the win, as that is inside. The count now at 3-1 to Andrews Jr. San Jose won the first two, 2-0 on Wednesday, 10-5 on Tuesday. As we said, a lot of close games, a lot of 1 or 2 run games throughout the year. Here's the 3-1, and it's outside, and it's a 1-out walk to Andrews Jr. Second walk issued by Mercedes. And here comes Luis Mendez, who's 0-for-1. As pitching coach Dan Runsler coming out for a mound visit. But the Grizzlies and Giants continuing their 6-game series tonight at Excite Ballpark. The last of 5 regular season series between the clubs in 2023. And the final set here in San Jose. Remember, regular season. Last season, the Grizzlies won 17 of the 30 meetings between the clubs and swept the Giants in the divisional series 2-0. Overall, Fresno since 2021 is 46-38 with a 13-11 record this year in the regular season, but 2-3 in the postseason against San Jose since the Grizzlies joined the California League in 2021. Fresno's won 8 of their last 11, though, against San Jose. Here's the pitch to Mendez. And it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1 from Mercedes. Runner at first is Andrews Jr. The Grizzlies would love to tie this game up or take the lead. Here's the 0-1 to Mendez. And that's a line drive out to left field, a base hit. Andrews Jr. will stop at second base. A single for Mendez, who's now 1-for-2. Fresno up to 5 hits. And with runners at first and second with one out, here's Jake Snyder, who's reached base twice. An error back in the first, and then a walk and a run in the third. So 0-for-1. As the Grizzlies trying to continue pounding the baseball, they've already had 7 base runners in terms of hits and walks and a hit by pitch. Couple fielder's choices as well. Every Grizzlies batter has now reached base in some capacity tonight, and we're in the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Snyder, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. From Manuel Mercedes, wears number 49 on the back of his black jersey. Jake Snyder wears number 10 on the back of his gray jersey. Here comes the 0-1 from Mercedes. And it's a high chopper. This could be 2, 4, 6, and that's all they're going to get as Snyder's speed gets down the line quickly. It's going to be a fielder's choice for the second out. Andrews Jr. to third. Mendez is retired. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Two away now. Runners at the corners here for Bryant Betancourt, who's 1-for-2. A single to run back in the third. And the Grizzlies with another opportunity to score a run would love for Betancourt to smack one right here. Grizzlies trail 4-3 here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt. And it's inside the count at 1-0, telling everyone to hold. 1-0 to Bryant Betancourt. One of the best hitters last year in the Dominican Summer League. Here comes the 1-0 to Betancourt. And it is outside. The count now at 2-0 with Deion Jorge waiting in the wings. Right-hander in the pen is Tyler Vogel for San Jose. Number 33. Here comes the 2-0 to Bryant Betancourt from Mercedes. And Betancourt fouls it off. The count now at 2-1. Andrews Jr. was already down the line, ready to score on that ball. 2-1, 2 outs. Runners at the corners here for Fresno. They trail 4-3 here in the top of the fourth. Glad you could join us. Manuel Mercedes on the bump for San Jose. Yes, here comes the 2-1 to Betancourt. And he lines one out to left center. We are tied again. Snyder heading to third. Bryant Betancourt, a 2-out RBI single. And we are tied again. Betancourt now 2-for-3, another RBI. Snyder over to third. Andrews Jr. waltzes home. The second hit of the inning and a run as well. And Fresno, we are tied at 4 with Deion Jorge coming up. Runners at the corners again with 2 outs. Jorge 1-for-2, had a unique out back in the third inning where the ball was a play right near the plate where he was tagged by the catcher where he thought it went off his body for a foul ball. As here comes the first pitch to Jorge, and it is in there in the count at 0-1. Good pitch from Mercedes on the outside part of the plate to Deion Jorge. Jorge, 6'3", 170 pounds, has been one of the top hitters in the Rockies system. As that is fouled off, the count now at 0-2, and it's been compared to former Chicago White Sox infielder Alexi Ramirez in terms of build, especially when Ramirez was coming through the systems. Now he has less pop than Ramirez does, but a great eye at the plate and a great fielding ability. As here comes the 0-2, and that is a line drive out to left center. The Grizzlies have the lead again. Betancourt will stop at second. It's an RBI single for Deion Jorge. 5-4 Grizzlies. Jorge now 2-for-3 with that RBI single. And the Grizzlies putting together a hitting clinic with 2 outs. So Betancourt stops at second, which was the right call as the infield getting the ball in quickly, or the outfield getting the ball in quickly. It's a third hit and second run of the inning. So now here's Andy Perez, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. 5-4 Fresno here in the top of the fourth. 9 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors so far. And Perez would love to continue the hitting. As we have a balk on Mercedes, and both runners will go up an extra base. Betancourt to third, Jorge to second. So now 2 runners in scoring position for Perez. Another great game again between these two teams. Back and forth offensively. Mercedes comes set around the belt. Here comes the pitch to Perez. And it is outside, and the count at 1-0 as Vogel continues to loosen down in that Giants pen. The Grizzlies would love to get Mercedes out of this game. A very good right-hander for the Giants. Here comes the 1-0 to Andy Perez. And it is low in the count at 2 balls and no strikes. To Andy Perez, runners at second and third. Andy Perez, 1-for-2. Ready to go right here. Here comes the pitch from Mercedes. Long pause. Here it is. And Perez takes a strike in the count at 2-1. That was a little low and inside, but home plate umpire Brian Blassingame calling it a strike. Count at 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercedes, every ball, a lot of movement. The Grizzlies doing a great job going to the opposite field. Here comes the 2-1. And that is swung on a miss. Good breaking ball for Mercedes. It's now 2-2. 2 outs, 2 runners on, 2-2 count. 5-4 Fresno leads San Jose here in the top of the fourth. Glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch to Perez. And that is inside, and it gets away, but no advancement by either runner. The count now full 3-2. O'Neill Perez tried catching initially. The ball squirted away towards Perez. The count now full 3-2 as we have a mound visit between Perez and Mercedes. While we have a mound visit, former Fresno Grizzlies first baseman John Singleton had a great start to his night. Singleton, who has not homered in 8 years in the big leagues, a former Grizzlies and Astros prospect, spent time with the Astros in the big leagues, lots of home runs, then was DFA'd, was with the Brewers for a little bit, and then back now with the Astros, a 2-homer night tonight for John Singleton, an 8-year drought. Here's the 3-2, and Perez, a hard ground ball to the second baseman in Rosario, over to first, and that will end the inning. But not before the Grizzlies take a 5-4 lead again, an RBI single from Betancourt and Jorge. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 5-4, the Grizzlies lead the Giants, as Tanner Otremba will lead things off for San Jose. against Caleb Franzen. Here comes the first pitch from Franzen. And it is outside. The count at 1-0. Otremba reached on an error and scored back in the second inning. As here comes the pitch from Franzen. And it's a called strike. And the count at 1-1. An elevated fastball there from the lefty. 1-1 to Otremba. Batting .263, 5 homers, 41 RBI. And he swings and misses at a ball in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. Otremba, we've seen the power this year. He is 6 feet, 212 pounds. Born in Littleton, Colorado. A 15th round draft pick by the Giants in 2022. Here's the 1-2, and it's a chopper. Softly hit. That ball will go fair. Wow! That ball stayed fair all the way towards the third base bag. That is the most fortunate single I think I've ever seen right there. Sixth hit for San Jose. And Otremba, that ball barely got off his bat and it stayed fair down the third base line. It hugged the line on the chalk. It was a fair ball. As here's PJ Hilson 0 for 1 with a strikeout. As here comes the first pitch from Franzen. And that's outside the count at 1-0. Just how the ball rolls, I guess, here in the bottom of the fourth. We have 9 runs, 13 combined hits here in the bottom of the fourth. Don't go anywhere tonight. Here comes the 1-0. And it's outside. The count now at 2-0. PJ Hilson, the right fielder. He was batting in the bottom of the lineup the past couple of nights. Now hitting 6th. Here comes the 2-0 to Hilson. And it is a fly ball out to deep left field. Amaral racing back. He looks up, and it is gone. And the Giants have the lead again. They answer again here in the bottom of the fourth. Hilson, he golfs that one out. A 2-run homer. Otremba scores as well, and it's now 6-5. Another hit, another 2 runs. That is the second homer now for San Jose. No one out. Here's Anthony Rodriguez, who had a 2-run homer his last time. 6-5 now San Jose here in the fourth. 9th homer for Hilson. And again, the Grizzlies, they scored 1 in the second. San Jose responds with 2 in the second. Fresno, 2 runs in the third. San Jose responds with 2 runs in the third. And now 2-2 again here in the fourth. Unbelievable. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and Rodriguez swings and misses. The count at 0-1. Second homer allowed by Franzen. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a called strike. Quickly 0-2. Franzen now 7 homers allowed this year. Ball flying a little bit tonight. 10-mile-per-hour winds. Here's the 0-2, and that is fouled off, and the count remains the same. From right to left field, 10-mile-per-hour winds, and Hilson golfed that one, and it got out here in a hurry. As here comes the 0-2, and it is swung on and missed down in the dirt, and Rodriguez is out. Third strikeout for Franzen. First out of the inning, and here comes Dylan Rosario, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Caleb Franzen's allowed 7 hits. There's 11 runs, 14 hits tonight. 3 errors as well. We've had a hit by pitch. We've also had a lot of fielder's choices. As that's a called strike. Count 0-1 to Rosario. And we're only in the fourth inning. As here comes the 0-1. And that's a fly ball out to shallow right field. A long run for everybody, and it's Andrews Jr., the right fielder, making the play for the second out. Andrews Jr. showing that speed. Started running like it was a cornerback in the NFL, the way he went after that ball initially. Wanted to pick it off kind of situation. And with 2 outs now, here's Alexander Suarez. 1-for-1 with a single and a run. That was back in the third. Yes, here comes the pitch from Franzen. Swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. A breaking ball there. Left a little high in the zone. Here comes the 0-1 from the lefty. And it is in the dirt. The count now at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the fourth, stay tuned for scores around the California League. We'll keep an update on Modesto and Stockton. The Grizzlies need a win from the Ports tonight. Here comes the 1-1. And it is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. Good fastball at 91 from Franzen. As a righty starts to get loose down in that pen for the Grizzlies. Here's the 1-2. And that is down again. The count at 2-2. It's one thing Franzen's done well. When he has thrown the ball down in the zone, a lot of success. Here comes a 2-2 fouled off by Suarez. Franzen now up to 67 pitches after this one right here. 2-2. Here in the bottom of the fourth, 6-5, San Jose leads Fresno. We're in the South Bay. Yes, here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. 4 Ks now for Franzen, but a two-run homer from P.J. Hilson. Giants have the lead once again. Don't go anywhere as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, 6-5, San Jose leads Fresno. As Tyler Vogel will take over for Manuel Mercedes, Daniel Amaral will lead things off for the Grizzlies. Amaral 1-for-1, a sac fly RBI back in the third. Yes, here comes the first pitch from Vogel. And it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Manuel Mercedes, final line, 4 innings, 5 runs, 4 earned, on 7 hits, 2 walks, 1 hit batter, and he did not pick up a strikeout. Here's the 0-1, and that is a called strike. Quickly now, 0-2 from Tyler Vogel. Vogel appearing in his 33rd game, all out of the bullpen. A 5-7 record, a 4.17 ERA. Here's the 0-2, and a slow ground ball to the shortstop Velasquez. The throw to first is in time, and Amaral is retired. It goes 6-3 for the first out. And here comes Jesus Bugarin, who is 0-1, a hit by pitch, and a run. Vogel is listed as 6 feet, 175 pounds from Dunedin, Florida, a 12th round draft pick by the Giants in 2022. Vogel will be 23 years old in November. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0 to Bugarin. Still on a 9-game hit streak. Bugarin would love to extend it right here. Here comes the 1-0 to Bugarin. And it is swung on a miss. The count at 1-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Here comes the 1-1 to Bouguereen. It's in the dirt. The count at 2-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball, here in the top of the fifth. Here's a 2-1, and Bouguereen will foul it off, and the count remains now at 2-2. Here in the top of the fifth inning, we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts once again. So 2-2 now to Bouguereen. Here comes the pitch from Vogel. And it is outside, the count full 3-2. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball, game 4 of 6. Here's the 3-2 to Bouguereen. And that's a high chopper to third. The throw from Rodriguez in, and he is out at first. It goes 5-3. What a throw from Rodriguez, and Bouguereen out by a step for the second out. And up steps Cody Huff, who's 0-2. So Bouguereen again with 2 strikes. The beer batter does not strike out. The hustle, what a throw though from Rodriguez, deep in the hole at third, and he did beat Bouguereen by a step. Here comes the first pitch now to Cody Huff here in the fifth. Here it is from Vogel, a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0. 6-5 Giants here in the top of the fifth inning. A back and forth game. Here's the 1-0 to Cody Huff. And it is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Good breaking ball from Vogel. Vogel has pitched in 49 and two-thirds innings. He has 5 saves and 1 hold. Here's the 1-1, and that is low. Did he go around? He did not. The count at 2-1. David Sabal, the base umpire, saying he didn't go around. Count at 2-1 to Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch from Vogel. And that's fouled off. The count now at 2-2. Tyler Vogel, lively arm, blonde hair from the back of his tricolored cap. Here comes the 2-2 offering from number 33, Vogel, to Cody Huff. And it is called strike 3, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for the Grizzlies. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And it's 6-5 San Jose leading Fresno. As Caleb Franzen back out for another inning of work, Turner Hill will lead things off 2-for-2 with a pair of singles, a stolen base, and a run scored. As Turner Hill ready to go, here comes the first pitch from Caleb Franzen. He'll wind and deal, and that is outside. The count at 1-0. 6-5, San Jose leads Fresno. Another great game between two really good teams. A possible collision in the postseason as Hill fouls it off. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies, though, offensively, 5 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. San Jose, 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a little blooper out to center field, a base hit. Hill now 3-for-3 tonight with 3 singles. 8th hit now for San Jose, and here comes Cole Foster, 0-for-2, a strikeout in the 3rd inning. Action continuing going on down in that Grizzlies pen. As Caleb Franzen trying to stop a very good San Jose lineup. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside a little bit low in the count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Glad you could join us here at Excite Ballpark. Beautiful night. Here comes the 1-0. And that swung on a miss. The count at 1-1. Big video board out in right center field. 390 to dead center here at Excite Ballpark. Lots of outfield wall signage. You can also see where they have the radar gun, also the weather. Here's the 1-1. A check now back on the runner and Hill. He's there safely. That's out in left center. See a couple retired numbers as well. And the Grizzlies on the third base side, the Giants on the first base side. And here comes the 1-1 from Franzen. There goes Hill, and they got him picked off again. He will now get into a pickle, and Jorge will tag him out. Deion Jorge wins the race, and Hill, for the second time and the third time now by Franzen, has picked off a runner. So it goes 1-3-6 on the tag, caught stealing put out. For the first out of the inning, the third time that Franzen has picked off somebody, and Hill trying to stay in the pickle long enough, but he is retired, and Jorge winning the race. So now here's the 1-1 of Foster, and he swings and misses, a count at 1-2. And if Foster pops up to the first baseman, could be eerily similar to that first inning. Here comes the 1-2 from Franzen. Winds and deals. And it is swung on and missed in the dirt. Good pitch there from Franzen. That is the second out of the inning and a 5th strikeout for Franzen. And with two away, here comes Diego Velasquez. Velasquez 1-for-2, a 2 RBI double back in the third inning. Back in the third inning as Foster back to the dugout, now 0-for-3. Velasquez a very good switch hitter. Here comes the first pitch from Franzen. It's high, the count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Here comes the pitch again from Franzen. And it is a ground ball, a little nubber, and it's going to get through into right field. The first baseman, Bettencourt, was going to the right side to cover the base, not realizing he probably had a better chance than the second baseman, Mendez. And it squirts through. It's a very soft single off the end of the bat for Velasquez, who's now 2-for-3. 9 hits now allowed. Runner at first with 2 outs, and here comes manager Steve Solis, and that will do it for Franzen, as the righty in the pen will now face the righty in Perez. All right, we'll be back. We have a pitching change. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
The history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today.
For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We are still in the bottom of the fifth inning. 6-5, San Jose leads Fresno. There are two outs, a runner at first, and Javier Ramos will take over for Caleb Franzen, whose line is not done yet. Ramos is appearing in his eighth game out of the bullpen. No record, a 3.60 ERA for the right-hander, as he will take on O'Neill Perez, who's 0-2. Ramos is listed at 6'6", 210 pounds, 23 years old from Fort Smith, Arkansas, an 18th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of Oklahoma. A 1.60 whip for Ramos. Here comes the first pitch to Perez, and it's a called strike in the count at 0-1. Javier Ramos, part of a very athletic family, both of his parents playing college athletics. Ramos was a two-way player back in college before becoming a pitcher at Oklahoma, as that's a strike to count at 0-2. Went to a couple different schools, but finished his time with the Sooners, who had reached the College World Series when he was on that team. As here comes the 0-2, a check on the runner. Back safely is Velasquez. Count remains 0-2. Now Ramos didn't start the year with Fresno, but joining them after some work down in the ACL. Very tough angle from the 6'6 righty. Here comes the 0-2. And it is a fly ball to right field. Andrews Jr. will watch it go foul, and the count remains at 0-2. Ramos wears number 29 on the back of his jersey. And this year for Ramos, as one hold, 10 innings of work, has struck out 12. And now looking for one big out against the catcher in Perez. Here comes another 0-2 offering. And it's in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. Ramos, a good fastball that can reach the mid-90s. Wearing some black cleats to go with his gray uni. Count at 1-2. He'll come set. And here comes another pitch to Perez. There goes Velasquez, and a ground ball hit to Betancourt, who will do it himself. He goes 3 unassisted to end the inning. That ends the line for Franzen as well. As we head to the 6th, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. The Grizzlies trail the Giants 6-5 here in the top of the sixth inning. D.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Tyler Vogel. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway. At your Chancy Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. Two strikes taken from Andrews Jr., the count at 0-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning. As Andrews Jr. trying to get the Grizzlies back in this one, they trail by one. Here's the 0-2. And that swung on a miss. Three pitches, and Andrews Jr. out on strikes. Second K now for Vogel. With one away, here comes Luis Mendez, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Good pitch from Vogel, elevating the fastball right there. Here in the top of the sixth inning. That's the Grizzlies trying to get back in this one. They scored two runs in the third and fourth and a run in the second. Here comes the pitch to Mendez, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies looking to even up this series at two games apiece. They're in the midst of a 12-game road trip. Next week off to Modesto in a critical and crucial series at John Thurman Field. It's a count 1-1 to Mendez. Six games against Modesto, who trail by six games in the second half. Here's the pitch from Vogel, that's a strike. The count at 1-2. Starts Tuesday in Modesto, but the Grizzlies and Giants still have some unfinished business. As here comes the 1-2, and it is called strike three, and Mendez is out. Three straight strikeouts now for Vogel, second out of the inning. And here comes Jake Snyder, who's reached base three times. He has scored twice as well. So two outs now. So Jake Snyder reached on an error, a walk, and a fielder's choice. As here comes the first pitch from Vogel. And it is a check swing, and he did go around the count at 0-1. As Snyder takes his time right here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the next pitch to Snyder. And it is a called strike and quickly 0-2. And Vogel continues to pound the strike zone. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. And the count at 1-2. Good inning so far for Vogel. Continues to pound the strike zone. Jake Snyder, leadoff hitter for Fresno. Trying to get on base. Here's the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. He struck out the side. Four straight strikeouts now for Vogel. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score.
Welcome back to San Jose, California. Here at Excite Ballpark, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 6-5, San Jose leads Fresno, as Tanner Otremba will lead things off. Here comes the first pitch from Javier Ramos. Inside, the count at 1-0. Otremba reached on an error and scored in the second. Had a single down the third baseline that stayed fair and then scored in the fourth. Here comes the 1-0 to Otremba. It's high. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. From Javier Ramos, you're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 2-0. And it will hit Otremba. That was definitely not on purpose, as Ramos could not find the strike zone there. And that's the first hit by pitch for Fresno in tonight's contest, as here comes P.J. Hilson. 1-for-2 with a two-run homer back in the fourth inning. Right now, that is the difference maker in tonight's contest from Javier Ramos. Now the Grizzlies, despite being on the road for a 12-game stretch, they will be back home in a couple weeks as they will battle the Stockton Ports at the end of August. The series starts on Tuesday, August 22nd at 6:50 p.m. We have a great promotional schedule coming up, as there goes the runner, Otremba, and he is safe at second. A stolen base for Otremba. It's a runner at second with no outs. It's the count at 1-0 to Hilson. Otremba swipes the base. But on Thursday, August 24th at 6:50 p.m., it is Fresno State Night, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. As here comes Mark Brewer for a mound visit. Should be a lot of fun for all college students at Fresno State. Show off your ID and get into the ballpark. You can grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. On Friday, August 25th at 6:50 p.m., it's Touch a Truck, presented by Golden State Peterbilt, and Lego Dreams, Friday Night Fireworks, presented by Toyota. Legos. I love Legos. Should be a lot of fun at Chichansey Park. That's on Friday, August 25th. And Touch a Truck, whether it's an ambulance or a fire truck, come enjoy the night and get to touch all the trucks and learn all about the different jobs from people who drive those trucks. Finally, on Saturday, August 26th at 6:50 p.m., a Fulton Street Party featuring Lowriders Day Fresno. We also have a Grizzlies Black Hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans in the ballpark. And that is on Saturday, August 26th. Now, all week, tickets are still available at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call at 559-320-4487. Or you can come on down to the Chichansey Park box office to purchase your tickets. Here's the pitch to Hilson from Ramos. And it is outside. The count now at 3 balls and no strikes. Ramos can't find the strike zone right here. But the Stockton Ports in town, and the Grizzlies trying to reach the postseason. Come support your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the 3-0, and it will hit Hilson in the helmet. And I don't think he meant to do that either. But now he might get a little talking to, as now runners at first and second. Hilson making sure they're okay right now as he heads towards first base. So back-to-back hit by pitches. Fans here at Excite Ballpark not very happy right there, but again, it looked like a ball that got away from Ramos. So now runners at first and second for Anthony Rodriguez, who's 1-for-2 with a two-run homer. As the Grizzlies trying to keep the deficit just at one. I think everyone's ready to go now. As home plate umpire Brian Blassingame making sure everyone's all right. And he will get right behind the dish once we're all ready. Hilson the runner at first, Otremba the runner at second. Looks like everyone's all right. Got hit in the helmet, it looks like, on that 3-0 pitch from Ramos. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Ramos hitting the outside part of the plate as Cody Huff giving signs. And it looks like the pitch clock was not running at that point. As a count at 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Ramos. Another check on Otremba. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. The count at 1-1. Otremba's dancing around at second base. The Grizzlies trying to keep him close there. Here he has a stolen base this inning. San Jose's been running all series long. They had 6 stolen bases on Tuesday, which was the most allowed by the Grizzlies in a single game this season. Here's the 1-1. And it is a high chopper to the second baseman, Mendez. And the only play is to first. Wow, how did he scoop that ball right there? Otremba to third. Hilson to second. It goes 4-3. And those are one of those in-between hops that fortunately didn't get past the glove of Mendez. And with one out, here's Dylan Rosario, who's 0-2 with 2 flyouts. As the Grizzlies infield comes in, and Javier Ramos hoping that the 2 hit-by-pitches don't come back to bite him. Rosario, a very good hitter. 6 feet, 185 pounds. The pitch is outside in the dirt. The count of 1-0. Good stop from Huff. From Puerto Rico, a 6th-round draft pick by the Giants in 2019. Rosario's battled some injuries in his first couple of seasons with the Giants organization. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a foul ball. The count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies, their outfield now coming in a tad bit as well. The center fielder, Bugarin, probably the farthest back among the 3 outfielders. Here comes the 1-1 from Ramos. And it's a fly ball to right field, but it will go foul. And the count remains at 1-2. Ramos, if he can pick up a strikeout right here, huge. Suarez on deck. Back-to-back righties at the bottom of this Giants lineup. Here comes the 1-2 from Ramos. Here it is. And it's inside. The count at 2-2. He almost got hit by that pitch on the inside part of the plate. 93 miles per hour. Very noisy crowd here tonight for Friday Night Baseball here at Excite Ballpark. We've seen a couple really good crowds over the years here at Excite. As the 2-2 is a ground ball to the second base of Mendez. It's off his glove. That will score a run. That was a tough play for Mendez. It went off his glove. It is a single and a run. Oh, man, Mendez, that was tough. So it's an RBI for Rosario. Otremba comes in to score. Up to third goes Hilson. First hit of the inning and a run. It's now 7-5 here in the sixth. Still one out. Runners at the corners for Alexander Suarez, who's 1-2. As here comes the pitch, and that's outside, and the count at 1-0. Alexander Suarez, a very speedy outfielder. A single and a run back in the third. Ramos trying to keep this at 7-5 here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Instead, it'll be a check on the runner, and barely back safely is Rosario. He looked fooled initially, but the throw from Ramos a little bit offline, and Bencourt didn't even apply a tag. It's a count at 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Ramos. And there goes the runner, and the throw to second is in time! And Rosario is out! Great throw, and the tag applied from the second baseman Mendez. It goes 2-4. For the caught stealing second out of the inning. And the runner still at third in Hilson. A big second out. That ball low in the zone, but a great throw from Cody Huff. And if you look at the replay, he is out. Great tag from Mendez right on the thigh. As that's a called strike to Suarez. A count at 2-1. If Ramos can get out of this inning, a big momentum swing for Fresno. They trail 7-5 here in the bottom of the sixth. Here comes the 2-1. And that's a check swing foul. The count now at 2-2. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Great night of fun as the Grizzlies and the Giants battling here at Excite Ballpark. One of the four games now over as that ball's in the dirt. The count now 3-2. Inland Empire and Rancho Cucamonga, they have just ended their game. Couple other games still going on, including Modesto and Stockton. They're in the seventh inning. Here comes the 3-2. And it is a ground ball softly hit to the shortstop, Jorge. He throws a first, and it gets away from Bennecourt. They will score a run. It's 8-5. Oh, man. Suarez getting down the line. Jorge took its time. The throw offline. Bennecourt couldn't make the catch. It is going to be an error for sure, right? It has to be. Suarez reaching, and it looked like Jorge took his time. He couldn't get the ball out of his glove. The throw is offline, but they're going to count it as a hit for Suarez. It's an RBI single. Hilson is in a score. Second hit and a run. It's now 8-5, and both the hit-by-pitches come back to bite the Grizzlies. Two hit-by-pitches and an error have scored tonight against Fresno, and that is the difference of the score right now, 8-5. Here's the 1-0 now. There goes the runner, Suarez, the second, the tag, and they got him. What a tag by Dion Jorge, the shortstop, to end the inning, 2-6. And that ends the sixth, but the Grizzlies allow two more runs, and they trail by three. We had the seventh. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24-karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. The Grizzlies trail the Giants 8-5 here in the top of the seventh inning. Brian Bennecourt will lead things off 2-for-3, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. The Grizzlies now need a comeback win tonight, as they've lost two of the first three games of this series. Fresno, though, a lot of comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. They've scored 35% of their runs in these three innings. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0 from Vogel, who's back out for his third inning of relief. Four strikeouts, no hits, no walks, nothing so far against him. Here's the 1-0, and Bennecourt takes in the dirt. The count now at 2-0. They're in the top of the seventh inning. Brian Bennecourt at the dish. Here comes the 2-0 from the righty in Vogel. And Bennecourt takes it high and inside. The count at 3-0. Let's give you scores around the California League. Let's start with the game that just ended between Inland Empire and Rancho Cucamonga. And the 66ers beat the Quakes again. Seven straight wins now for the 66ers. Four straight in the series. As that's a strike to Bennecourt. The count at 3-1. Inland Empire, two runs in the third, three runs in the sixth. The Quakes scoring two runs in the ninth. The winning pitcher is Walbert Urena. He is now 3-4, as that is ball four outside, and Bencourt a leadoff walk, and the Grizzlies trying to get something going here in the seventh. Third walk issued by San Jose pitching, first by Vogel, first base runner allowed by Vogel, and here comes Dion Jorge, who's 2-for-3 with an RBI single. Wilman Diaz, who had a great series against Fresno, he went 2-for-4 with a home run for the Quakes. Lost to Jared Karros. Here's a pitch to Jorge. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Logan O'Hoppe still on a rehab assignment for the 66ers. He started the scoring on a fielder's choice. Alberto Rios also had a homer for the 66ers. Here comes the 0-1 to Jorge from Vogel. And that is foul tipped. The count now at 0-2. So the 66ers beat the Quakes 5-2. Let's head over to Visalia and Lake Elsinore. The Storm lead the Rawhide 2-1. It's at Lake Elsinore Diamond. The Storm, two runs in the fifth. The Rawhide adding a run in the sixth. Here comes the 0-2 to Jorge, and that is line foul. That game's still in the seventh inning, by the way, between Visalia and Lake Elsinore. 2-for-2 for Visalia's Luis, the shortstop. A double for Sim. For the Storm, Bush Jr., 2-for-3. He has his first homer and a double as well. That was off Wendell. And that's in the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch to Jorge in the dirt. The count now at 1-2 as Bencourt will stay at first. Finally, let's head over to Banner Island Ballpark where the Modesto Nuts lead the Stockton Ports 5-0 in the top of the eighth. Modesto has pitched very, very well tonight. Starter Tyler Cleveland again continues to pitch the ball well. The sidearmer, 7 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 6 Ks. He was the pitcher of the month for July. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike 3, and Jorge looking at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. And 5 strikeouts now for Vogel, first out of the inning. And the last 5 outs that he has recorded have all been via punch-out. As here's Andy Perez, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Runner at first with 1 out. But Tyler Cleveland again, California League Pitcher of the Month in July, and he dominates once again as Modesto leads Stockton in the 8th. As that swung and a miss by Perez, the count at 0-1. Good pitch from Vogel. Our score here, 8-5. San Jose leads Fresno. We're in the top of the 7th inning. 13 combined runs, 18 combined hits. As here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez from Vogel. And it is a ground ball foul. And the count now at 0-2. And the Grizzlies cannot figure out the Vogel puzzle so far. Vogel's just allowed the walk to Bencourt. That is it. A pair of groundouts and 5 strikeouts for Vogel out of the pen. And his third inning of work. There comes the 0-2 to Andy Perez. And it's fouled off and will do it again at no balls and 2 strikes. So those were scores around the California League. Now stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and the Grizzlies looking for a comeback win tonight against the San Jose Giants here at Excite Ballpark in game 4 of 6. Here comes the 0-2 to Andy Perez. Long pause from Vogel. Here's the pitch. And that's a high chopper over the first baseman's head. A fair ball down the right field line. Perez has extra bases. Now the ball is bobbled out in right. That will allow Bencourt to score. Perez to third. It is now 8-6. It's probably going to be a double and an error. But either way, Andy Perez now is 2-for-4. It's an RBI as well for Perez as Bencourt comes in to score. So now it is a triple for Andy Perez officially. So it's an RBI triple, and Bencourt comes in to score. It's now 8-6 with 1 out, and Daniel Amaral to the dish, who's 1-for-2 with a sacrifice fly. Here's the pitch from Vogel, and that swung on a miss, the count at 0-1. So first hit allowed by Vogel and a run on the triple. So now eight hits for Fresno and their sixth run. Now 8-6 here in the seventh. Here's the 0-1 to Amaral. And that swung and a miss. Good breaking ball to count it 0-2. So Andy Perez now 2-for-4. Two RBI, including a triple. And Betancourt scoring for the second time. He's reached base three times tonight. Here comes the 0-2. And Amaral takes one in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies trying to make a comeback tonight. Fresno has scored 35% of their runs in innings 7 through 9 this year. That was their 205th run in their final three innings. And sometimes they don't even get a ninth inning. It just puts into perspective what the Grizzlies have done in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Here comes the 1-2 to Amaral. And that's in the dirt. The count at 2-2. Good stop from O'Neal Perez. As we were talking about comeback wins, in the seventh inning or later, Fresno has 16 of them. Two balls, two strikes to Amaral. Here comes the pitch from Vogel. He comes set. Here it is. And that is high for a ball. And the count full, 3-2. 94 from Vogel as he tried to elevate the fastball right there. On deck is Jesus Bugarin, who's 0-for-2 of the hit by pitch and a run scored. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Amaral. And it is outside, ball four. Runners now at the corners here with one out for Jesus Bugarin. Second walk by Vogel in the inning. Here comes pitching coach Dan Runsler to talk to his right-hander, who has worked into a little bit of a jam here, but the Grizzlies, the comeback clause starting to come out here. Now Jesus Bugarin, who's 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a run, will come to the plate. Bugarin has chased after a lot of pitches tonight. But the center fielder still looking to extend his hit streak to 10 games. Wouldn't this be a prime opportunity right here? Here in the top of the seventh inning. Don't go anywhere tonight either. A barn burner here at Excite Ballpark. The Grizzlies looking to add on more runs here in the seventh. The Rawhide tied the Storm in the seventh inning, by the way, at 2. Modesto still leads Stockton 5-0. So now here's Bugarin against Tyler Vogel. Runners at the corners here with one out. Cody Huff on deck. And Bugarin right here trying to help the Grizzlies right here. Extend the inning. One hit, one batter at a time. Here comes the first pitch from Vogel. It'll be a check on the runner in Amaral. He's back safely. Amaral just a little stutter step over there. Here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the first pitch now to Bugarin as Amaral leads from first. Here comes the pitch from Vogel. Long pause. And it is a check swing. He did go around. The count at 0-1. I don't know if he went around. Bugarin does like to swing at a lot of pitches, but it didn't look like he went. It's a count at 0-1. Steve Solis, the Grizzlies' first base coach, giving words of encouragement. Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies' bench coach and third base coach, giving some signs. Here comes the 0-1. And that's a high chopper to short. It goes 6-4-3, a double play to end the inning. Great turn by the Giants, and the Grizzlies come up empty. They only score one run in the frame. We'll be back. Stretch time here in San Jose.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants 8-6 here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. As the first pitch to Turner Hill is off the first baseman Bennecourt's glove in a right field, and Turner Hill is now 4-for-4 with four singles. 12 hits now for San Jose as Austin Becker's welcomed in with a single from Hill. As here's Cole Foster 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. So Austin Becker taking over here for Fresno. For Javier Ramos, who went an inning and one third. Two hits, two runs, two earned, two hit by pitches, no walks, no Ks. And a check now on Hill, he's back safely. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed the count at 0-1 to Foster. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch from Becker. Swung on and missed. The count now 0-2 to Foster. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail 8-6. Now Austin Becker, the 6'5 right-hander, 215 pounds, 23 years old from Ohio. Here comes the 0-2. Hill watching it first. Here's the pitch inside, the count at 1-2. Becker, a 16th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of Texas Tech. Becker joining the Grizzlies about halfway through the season. It's been a nice bullpen option for Mark Brewer's staff. Here's the 1-2, and that is high. The count now at 2-2. That breaking ball, bad release point from Becker. Becker's appearing in his 18th game all out of the pen. A 2-2 record, a 5.29 ERA. He has one hold and two saves this year. 17 innings, 18 strikeouts, 1.65 whip. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up drifting towards the Grizzlies dugout, and it will go foul now. It's a count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. I think everyone's okay over there. As he will to do it again with the same count, 2-2. Cole Foster at the dish, went to Auburn, was drafted in 2023 by the Giants in the third round. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Foster down on strikes. First strikeout for Becker, first out of the inning, 6 strikeouts now for Fresno pitching, and here's Diego Velasquez. 2-for-3, a 2 RBI double back in the third, a single in the fifth. As the Grizzlies trail 8-6 here in the seventh inning, they scored a run in that seventh, but a big double play against Jesus Bugarin. As here comes the pitch from Becker. And a bunt attempt, and it's low. The count at 1-0. Andy Perez racing in from his third base spot. Diego Velasquez, a very good switch hitter, wearing those bright orange shoes. 1-0, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Becker to Velasquez. And now a check on the runner in Turner Hill. He's back safely. Count at 1-0 still. Visalia, Lake Elsinore tied at 2, but the Rawhide bases loaded with 2 outs. Modesto, they're in the 9th inning against Stockton, winning 5-0. 1-0, no strikes. Becker will come set. Here comes the pitch to Velasquez. And it is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Good off-speed pitch from Becker down in the zone. Velasquez swinging over the top. Velasquez, a very talented infielder, but Austin Becker, an even better pitcher. Becker started his college career at Vanderbilt, as here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. But he said he had a better opportunity at Texas Tech, where he was a part of a very good Red Raider squad that also had a couple other Grizzlies with them at one point. Catcher Cole Stillwell, who is now retired after suffering an arm injury. He actually just got his degree. Congratulations to Cole Stillwell. And former Grizzlies infielder Parker Kelly, who's now in High A Spokane. Congratulations to him as well. Now Austin Becker, after having 3 Texas Tech Red Raiders, now down to 1. Here comes the 1-2 to Velasquez. And it is a base hit to right field. It almost hits Hill. And another hit for the Giants. Runners at first and second with one out. So Velasquez now 3-for-4 tonight. Second straight night with 3 hits. And here's O'Neill Perez, who's 0-for-3. Velasquez is going to pitch he liked and drove it out to right field as he talks to Yedwin Villegas, the fundamentals coach and former Fresno Grizzly, at first base. Third base coach is manager Jeremiah Knuckstead. Knuckstead. In his first year at the helm for the Giants. Here comes the pitch from Becker now to O'Neill Perez, and it swung on and missed. 92 on the gun. The count at 0-1. Good pitch high and inside to Perez. From Austin Becker. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here's the 0-1, and that is fouled off, and quickly 0-2. Another good fastball from Becker. 91 on that pitch. They're in the bottom of the 7th inning. It's the Grizzlies trying to get back in this one. Here comes the 0-2. And it is outside. The count now at 1-2. I want to give a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend listening back in Fresno, California. Miss you very much. Happy 8 months. And here comes the 1-2 to Perez from Becker. And it is outside. The count now at 2-2. As Becker trying to get Perez to chase after a couple breaking balls that have been kept a little bit high. Sometimes it's release point. Sometimes an adrenaline rush. As here comes the 2-2 from Becker. And it is outside on the fastball. And the count now full 3-2. Runners at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the 7th. Becker trying to get a big strikeout or maybe a double play ball right here. Here's the 3-2, and it is just outside, and the bases are loaded. Oh, man. That has been called all night tonight by home plate umpire Brian Blassingame, and that is the first walk by Fresno pitching. Bases loaded, one out for Tanner Otremba, who has reached base 3 times. He has also scored 3 times. An error, a single, and a hit by pitch. Otremba tonight, of those 3, 2 of them he probably shouldn't have reached base. The error by Perez at third, and then the single that barely stayed fair down the third baseline. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to Perez in left field. A base hit. This will score 1. It is now 9-6. And again, San Jose matches Fresno. Oh, Tremba's reached base four times now. Perez to second. Velasquez to third. Hill scores 9-6. Third hit of the inning and a run. And again, they find a hole. Bases loaded, one out for P.J. Hilson, who is 1-for-2 with a two-run homer. He scored twice as well. All three of the balls he's put in play, Otremba, have been towards third base. As he first pitches inside, the count at 1-0. And San Jose, in every inning Fresno has scored, they have matched or done better. As here comes the 1-0 from Becker. And it swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. And that's just heartbreaking for the Grizzlies. Every time they get a little bit of momentum, the Giants take it away real quick. As here comes the 1-1 from Austin Becker. And it's a fly ball to right field. Andrews Jr. will camp underneath it. Here comes the catch, and here comes the tag, and the throw is cut off. It's a sacrifice fly. It's 10-6. B.J. Hilson's third RBI of the game. Up to third goes Perez. Velasquez comes in to score, and now another inning where the Grizzlies have given up more runs than they've scored. 10-6 now here in the seventh. And with two outs, here's Anthony Rodriguez, who is 1-for-3 with a two-run homer back in the second. And the second time now in four games, the Grizzlies have allowed 10 runs. Here comes the pitch from Becker. And it's fouled off. The count at 0-1. Rodriguez struck out back in the fourth, a ground out in the sixth inning. 10-6 San Jose now. They have scored two runs in five different innings. They have 14 hits as well. As here comes the 0-1. And that swung on a miss. Now 0-2 from Becker, who looks to get out of the inning right here. The right-hander starting to get loose down in that pen for San Jose. As here comes the 0-2. And it is outside. The count at 1-2. The O'Neill Perez walk, the big one in the inning, despite him not scoring yet, that 3-2 was a strike in my personal opinion. That would have been the second out, as here comes the 1-2. And that is fouled off by Rodriguez. So the count remains at 1-2 as that ball ricocheted back into the crowd. Hopefully everyone's okay over there. 10-6 our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies, they need a win tonight. Modesto knocks off Stockton 5-0. And a check on the runner back at first in Otremba. And he is there safely. Modesto continues to play good baseball, so the Grizzlies next week will be tough, but they have to get through this week first. And somehow San Jose has been playing really good baseball after dropping a couple series against teams that the Grizzlies have beaten. As that pitch is a ground ball, slowly hit, and it gets through into right field. A base hit, and it scores another run. They have found every hole tonight. Rodriguez's third RBI. It's an RBI single. Up to second, Otremba. Scoring is Perez. Four hits, three runs this inning. There's still two outs. Runners at first and second. And is now Dylan Rosario in this frame. And what used to be a close game now, it's 11-6 as the Giants have broken it open here. And the Giants now one run away from their most runs against the Grizzlies since 2021. They have scored 12 runs three times as that ball is fouled down the left field line. Last time they did so was on September 9th, 2022, right here at Excite Ballpark. It was a 12-4 win for the Giants. 11-6 San Jose here in the seventh inning. Here comes the 0-1. And it is outside, and the count now at 1-1. Becker, a lot of pitches now this inning, up to 28. One ball, one strike is action now down in the Grizzlies' pen. Here comes the pitch from Becker. And it is a called strike and the count at 1-2. Rosario 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And San Jose just continues to score. Here comes the 1-2. And that is fouled off of Rosario, and he goes down in a heap. That never feels good. Oh, man. We heard it from all the way up here as he goes down and he is grabbing his leg. That does not feel good, right near the shin bone. And right now, instead of the shin bone, there's another four-letter word. You have to take away one of the letters from shin, and that's probably what he's saying right now. That does not feel good. If we watch the replay right here, oh my goodness, that is painful. He is still down, being checked on by the athletic trainer for San Jose. That is Christian Fossler. And he looks like he's in a lot of pain right now. While we have a quick little breather, take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold, going to now through September 4th as he's now up to his feet. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As they still check on Rosario, that just never feels good. He will have a nice bruise tomorrow, and if he stays in this game, I will be surprised if Becker doesn't try to pitch something inside and see if Rosario feels comfortable trying to make a swing after that. He is now jogging in place, trying to get feeling in his leg. Never feels good. Runners at first and second with two outs here in the seventh inning. 11-6 San Jose as they look to take the first three of four games in this series. And Rosario has his batting gloves on. He has his bat. He's going to run now back and forth, making sure he's okay. And just by those basic movements, he looks all right as he's going to stay in the game. Wow. Tough cookie right there in Dylan Rosario. Rosario still trying to loosen out his leg. Probably lost a little bit of feeling in his leg. Calf, maybe the shin, lower leg either way for Rosario in that foul ball. The count now 1-2, and Becker trying to put away Rosario right here. Runners at first and second with two outs. We're ready to go. Here comes the pitch from Becker. And it is swung on and missed. And Becker went right after him with that fastball. But three more runs for San Jose. The Grizzlies, a lot of work to do with two innings to go. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. We're in the top of the eighth inning, 11-6. San Jose leads Fresno. The Grizzlies still have a chance tonight, though. Cody Huff will have to lead things off, though, against the new pitcher for the Giants, right-hander Cody Tucker, appears out of the pen for the second time. A Mesa, Arizona product, went to Grand Canyon. 6'5", 210 pounds for Tucker. He is 24 years old. Long, curly, blonde hair from the back of his tricolored cap. As here comes the first pitch to Cody Huff, and we have a pitch clock violation on Tucker. And the count at 1-0, I believe. I think that's what the home plate umpire, Brian Blassingame, was motioning. As here comes the 1-0 now to Cody Huff from Cody Tucker. Here's the pitch in the battle of Cody's. That's a strike. The count now at 1-1. So Cody Tucker and Cody Huff. Count of 1-1. Here comes the next pitch from Tucker. And that's a line drive foul. And the count now at 1-2. Cody Tucker is appearing in his second game out of the pen, both in this series. No record, no ERA. One clean inning for Tucker in this series. And right now trying to work a couple frames for Dan Runsler and the Giants pitching staff. Tucker might be the guy to finish it off if San Jose wants to win this contest. If, here comes the 1-2 to Cody Huff. And it's inside in the count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies, this is a team that does not bow down very easily. They have a lot of comeback wins. They have made teams uncomfortable. A lot of 1 or 2 run games. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. That was a devastating slider for the first out. So Cody Tucker beats Cody Huff for the first out. And here's E.J. Andrews Jr. A walk and a run back in the fourth inning. An RBI and a fielder's choice in the second. Andrews Jr., though, looking for his first hit of the night. Cody Tucker, that first strikeout was disgusting. As that's outside the count at 1-0. Went to Grand Canyon University, who is becoming a powerhouse very quickly in all sports that they are in. As here comes the 1-0. And that's a called strike. The count now at 1-1. From Cody Tucker. Very tall right-hander. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a called strike. And the count at 1-2. That was inside. It almost hit Andrews Jr. the way he lifted his arms. So now 1-2. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And he went right back to that slider. Devastating. Two strikeouts for Tucker. Two outs now, and here comes Luis Mendez, 1-for-3. Luis Mendez, a single back in the fourth inning. The Grizzlies, a lot of success early, but every inning that the Grizzlies have scored, San Jose has scored in that inning as well, has either matched or has scored more. As that first pitch is outside at 95, the count at 1-0. Tucker signed as a free agent this year by the Giants. And now here in single A. As here comes the 1-0. And that's in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. And the Grizzlies, with a loss tonight, would have lost 3 of 4 in this series. And will have a 5-game lead against Modesto in the second half, who continue to win. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a line drive out to center field. Long run for Turner Hill, and he makes the play. A 1-2-3 inning. We head the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring.
Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Giants lead the Grizzlies 11-6 here in the bottom of the eighth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Wardo Fernandez takes over on the bump as the first pitch to Suarez is low, the count at 1-0. Wardo Fernandez is 6'1", 168 pounds for the flamethrower, 22 years old from Venezuela. As that's outside, the count now at 2-0. Fernandez just joined the Grizzlies a couple weeks ago. It's not been the best start for Fernandez, but the fastball is very good. Can get up to the mid-90s. Here comes the 2-0 from Fernandez, and that's a strike. The count at 2-1. Fernandez, this is his eighth game out of the pen. No record of 10.50 ERA. He's been bitten by the home run bug. As here comes the 2-1 from Fernandez. And that's a line drive out to left field. Another base hit. Three hits now for Suarez and a hit in every inning for San Jose. 16 hits now for the Giants. And here comes Turner Hill, who is 4-for-4. He had 5 hits on August 2nd.
Who's the new catcher? We have a new catcher.
As Jesus Ordonez is now actually the new catcher for Cody Huff, by the way. Number 33 taking over. As here comes the pitch to Hill, it's high, the count at 1-0. So Ordonez is the new catcher for Huff. He will bat seventh. As here comes the 1-0 from Fernandez. And that's fouled off, the count now at 1-1. So Jesus Ordonez behind the plate. And Wardo Fernandez, the new pitcher. One ball, one strike. Fernandez comes set around the belt. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike. The count at 1-2. The Grizzlies trailing by 5, trying to keep it at 5. They will have the top of their lineup in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies have trailed by more than 5 runs before and come back. So, long way to go. Here comes the 1-2 from Fernandez. And it's a blooper down the left field line. It goes foul. We'll do it again. At 1-2. Glad you could tune in this evening. Visalia, Lake Elsinore tied at 4 in the bottom of the 7th. Modesto knocking off Stockton 5-0. Inland Empire beating Rancho Cucamonga 5-2. Here comes the 1-2. And that is outside. And the count now at 2-2. That has been called on the Grizzlies a couple times tonight. And Fernandez wanted to know where that ball missed. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander. And it is outside, and the count now full 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Turner Hill, who's 4-for-4 with four singles and two runs. The payoff pitch. And it is ball four in the dirt. That ball will roll all the way to the dugout, and it goes into the dugout. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. Suarez to second. The walk to Hill. He's reached base all five times. That is the second walk by Fresno pitching. And now here's Cole Foster, who is 0-for-4 tonight. Wants to get in on the fun. First and second with no outs. And the Grizzlies just trying to keep it at 11-6. It's been a tough night for Fresno pitching. They've watched their August ERA just skyrocket in this series. As here comes the first pitch from Fernandez. And it is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. To Foster. A switch hitting DH this evening. Wears the number 2 on the back of his jersey. 6'1", 193 pounds. Here's the 0-1. And that is swung on a miss. Good pitch down the zone by Fernandez. The count now 0-2. Live there, Fernandez. Get down there. Build a house. Here comes the 0-2. Here it is. No balls, two strikes from Fernandez. And he got him. Good fastball in 95. And Foster struck out for the fourth time tonight. First strikeout for Fernandez. First out of the inning. And Foster has four of the eight San Jose strikeouts. As Diego Velasquez, who's 3-for-4, will stride to the plate. Velasquez, a 2-RBI double in the third. And then single in the fifth. A single to run in the seventh. Another very good hitter. Here comes the pitch from Fernandez. And that is swung on a miss. The count at 0-1. A nice swing. 95, though, from Fernandez. Fernandez last year had 14 saves, the most by any Rockies relievers in their minor league system. That was across two levels. And this could be a future Grizzlies closer as here comes the 0-1. And that is fouled off. The count now at 0-2. But Fernandez, 22 years old, and now here stateside, been in the DSL for a few seasons, an international free agent signing in 2018 by the Rockies. Still learning how to pitch, growing into his frame. 6'1", 168 pounds for the right-hander Fernandez. He already throws 95. Must be nice. Here comes the 0-2. And it is a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. A big strikeout of Velasquez. And Fernandez has bounced back with a pair of strikeouts. Two outs now. And here's O'Neill Perez, who is 0-for-3 with a walk and a run. As Fernandez trying to get a clean inning. Runners at first and second. And now Perez. Here comes the pitch from Fernandez. And that's inside, the count at 1-0. Fernandez has a very smooth delivery. Not a lot of herky-jerky into the delivery. Very smooth. Comes set around the belt. And the nice follow-through with the arm and the whole mechanics of his body rotation. It's the count now at 2-0. Just the ability to throw strikes with all of his pitches. We've seen a slider, and we've seen a fastball from Fernandez. Here comes the 2-0. And it is fouled off. The count at 2-1. 94 on the gun there from Fernandez. The Grizzlies trying to get back on track. Great pitching matchup expected tomorrow. As here comes the 2-1 from Fernandez. And it's inside and almost hits Perez. And it's now 3-1. As Perez falls all the way to the ground, his helmet comes off, exposing his hair. Very similar hair to Yuri Gurriel, the former Fresno Grizzlies infielder. Down at 3-3 and San Jose fans booing. I don't know what they're booing about. Their team's up by 5. Here comes the 3-1 from Fernandez to Perez. And it is fouled off. And the count now full 3-2. Went right at him with the fastball at 94. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. And Fernandez trying to pick up a strikeout right here to end the inning. 3-2. Runners at first and second. Here in the bottom of the eighth, 11-6, San Jose leads Fresno. Here comes the pitch to Perez. And time called by Perez at the dish. We'll do it again. A battle of number eights. O'Neill Perez and Wardo Fernandez. 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch. And it is swung on and missed, and Fernandez strikes out the side. What a way to come back for him. The Grizzlies looking for a comeback win. They need to score 5 to tie, 6 to win. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trailing 11-6 to San Jose. They're at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. And Jake Snyder will lead things off against the right-hander. And Cody Tucker looks to end this contest. The Grizzlies, though, it's one batter at a time mentality. A lot of comeback wins this year. They would love to score 5 runs right here. Here comes the first pitch from Tucker inside, the count at 1-0. Tucker, lots of movement on all of his pitches. Only his second game now with San Jose, but the right-hander showing why the Giants gave him a chance as a free agent. Here's the 1-0. That's a strike. The count now at 1-1. To Jake Snyder, who has reached base 3 times, but does not have a hit yet. An error, a walk, and a fielder's choice he has reached on. As that's a ground ball, that's down the right field line. Snyder has his first hit. He is looking for 2. The ball gets away from the right fielder. It goes down the line, and Snyder is into third. That's a nice start for Fresno here in the ninth. The question is, what's the ruling going to be? Is it going to be a triple? It is all the way. Second triple for Fresno, ninth hit overall. And here comes Bryant Betancourt, who's reached base 3 times. 2 singles, an RBI, a walk, and 2 runs scored for Betancourt. And Snyder is now tied a career high in triples. Second triple for Fresno. As here's the pitch to Betancourt, and he takes a strike. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies, as I said, one batter at a time. Now Bryant Betancourt. Here's the 0-1-2 Betancourt. And it is foul tipped and now 0-2. The Grizzlies with their 2 triples tonight tie a season high as a team. The 6th time they've done so. Last time on August 2nd against Rancho Cucamonga. As here's the 0-2 to Bettencourt in the dirt, the count at 1-2. Good eye right there from Bettencourt. Didn't chase after back-to-back pitches like that. Dion Jorge on deck. The Grizzlies trying to add a run here in the ninth inning. Trailing 11-6. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Here comes the 1-2. And that's in the dirt, and it is stopped by Perez at the dish. The count now at 2-2. And Snyder not going to risk anything as Bettencourt now battles back to a 2-2 count. Snyder talking to Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach. Trevor Burmeister, the hitting coach, looking on from the dugout. Here comes the 2-2 to Bettencourt. And it is swung on and missed. He elevates the fastball. First out of the inning, third strikeout now for Tucker. And here's Dion Jorge, 2-for-4, an RBI single back in the fourth. As Bettencourt couldn't catch up right there. Now Jorge. Here comes the pitch to him, and Jorge outside, and it gets away, and Snyder will score easily on the wild pitch. It's now 11-7, and the Grizzlies a little bit closer now. That is going to be a run. It's now 11-7 here in the ninth inning with one out, and Dion Jorge trying to continue this. It's going to be a pass ball as here comes the 1-0, and Jorge takes a pitch in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. So a pass ball. Scoring Snyder as here comes the 1-1. And that is a called strike. Good slider from Tucker. The count now at 1-2. And the Grizzlies trailing by 4 runs. They would love just to continue a little bit of a rally here. Here comes the 1-2, and Jorge takes it low in the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He spits on that breaking ball down in the zone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Friday night baseball here at Excite Ballpark. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a ground ball back to the second baseman. The bare hand, the throw, and they got him! Every play for San Jose tonight. Unbelievable. It goes 4-3, another bare hand out recorded. And with 2 outs now, here's Andy Perez, who's 2-for-4, 2 RBIs, including a triple. And the Grizzlies, trailing by 4, down to their last out. As here comes the pitch to Andy Perez, and it's outside, the count at 1-0. One ball, no strikes from Cody Tucker. Yes, here comes the 1-0. And that is in there. And the count at 1-1. Brian Blassingame, the home plate umpire. The field umpire, David Sobol. Here comes the 1-1 offering to Andy Perez. And he lines it foul. And the count now at 1-2. And a strike away in the Giants' faithful. Making some noise now. Perez trying to continue this game. He already has a triple with 2 strikes on him. Here's the 1-2. And Perez takes one in the dirt. The count now at 2-2. Good pitch down the zone by Tucker. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Perez. And it is swung on and missed, and that will do it. The Grizzlies lose 11-7. We'll be back right after this.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark for the postgame show. We'll wrap up tonight's contest as the Grizzlies fall to the Giants 11-7. San Jose now improves to 59-47 overall. They are now 19-21. 19-21 in the second half. Fresno falls to 64-42. They are now 28-12 in the second half. Once again, San Jose now 59-47. They are 19-21 in the second half. Fresno 64-42, 28-12 in the second half. Final lines, Fresno 7 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. San Jose 11 runs on 16 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 on base. The winning pitcher is Tyler Vogel. He's now 6-7. The loss to Caleb Franzen. He's now 3-4. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of 2,411 people. Well, the Grizzlies, every time they scored, the Giants, they returned the favor with either beating the inning or tying what the Grizzlies did. The Grizzlies scored a run in the second. The Giants scored 2 in the second. The Grizzlies scored 2 in the third. The Giants matched it with 2 in the third. The Grizzlies scored 2 in the fourth. The Giants matched it with 2 in the fourth. The Giants then scoring 2 in the sixth inning. The Grizzlies had a run in the seventh. 3 more by the Giants in the bottom of the seventh inning. And then the Grizzlies had a run in the ninth inning, the only inning that was not matched by San Jose. That's because they didn't have to play in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies, though, offensively had multi-hit games by Bryant Betancourt, Dion Jorge, and Andy Perez. The top of the lineup for Fresno was fantastic. Jake Snyder scored 3 times, including a triple. Andy Perez, also a triple. He had the only multi-RBI game. Jesus Bugarin, he sees his 9-game hit streak come to an end. On the other side for San Jose, top of the lineup, Turner Hill reached base 5 times, went 4-for-4, a walk and 2 runs scored. Diego Velasquez, 3 hits, including a double. He had 2 RBI and a run. Tanner Otremba, found himself on base four times, scored three times, including two hits and an RBI. And then the bottom of the lineup in Hilson and Rodriguez, they combined for six RBI, three hits, and three runs scored. Hilson, a two-run homer in the fourth. Rodriguez, a two-run homer in the second. Alexander Suarez, also three hits at the bottom of the lineup. San Jose at 16 total hits in tonight's contest. They found hole after hole, and everything landed. You know that everything goes your way when Tanner Otremba hits a slow roller down the third baseline, and it somehow stays fair on the line. That's how the night went for San Jose, and that's unfortunately the night for Fresno. Tough night for the Fresno pitching staff. The biggest highlight was from Wardo Fernandez, who struck out all three batters in a clean eighth inning. For San Jose, Manuel Mercedes had a tough night, but his bullpen was fantastic. Vogel and Tucker, five innings of two-run ball. They allowed two hits on two walks. They struck out nine, all nine of the strikeouts tonight from the bullpen for San Jose. As they win, they've now taken three out of four in this series. The Grizzlies, if they want to continue their series streak, they will have to win the next two games of the series, which they have done before here at Excite Ballpark. The last time they were here, that's when the Grizzlies started winning their games, and they'll have to do it again as they give the ball to lefty Albert Pacheco tomorrow evening. A 6 p.m. first pitch on August 12th, Saturday Night Baseball. Pacheco, 5-1 record, a 3.99 ERA, the one loss for Pacheco against San Jose. San Jose will give the ball to left-hander Seth Corey, back off the injury list, an 0-1 record, an 8 ERA, his only loss against the Grizzlies. So a pair of lefties tomorrow for Saturday Night Baseball at 6 p.m. So 6 p.m. Saturday Night Baseball, a pair of southpaws. Join us then. That will be a lot of fun. However you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.